Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Wednesday, February the 8th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. In sharp contrast to what we saw last year, Indian markets have been underperforming global peers this year. As we all know, one of the factors driving this underperformance is the relentless selling by foreign investors. FIIs have been net sellers in Indian equities for months at a stretch. In fact, daily FII outflow has hit its worst in 7 months. And according to Bloomberg data, FIIs have been net sellers of Indian equities to the tune of $3.8 billion so far this year. FII selling in itself is not a big deal because in 2022 also foreign investors were net sellers in Indian equities. But what is disturbing is that this time, India is the market that is being punished while the rest of the emerging market pack is actually rising. In fact, you may be surprised to know that this year till date, India has been the only market amongst the major markets globally that has posted a negative return in dollar terms. One of the key triggers for this, as I said, is the fact that foreign investors have pulled out $3.8 billion from Indian markets, while they have actually plowed in as much as $8.9 billion in Taiwan, $6.4 billion in Korea. Similarly, Japan, Philippines, and Vietnam have also seen FIIs buying with net inflows of $2 billion, $140 million, and $150 million respectively. Like I said, it is because of this that the KOSPI, South Korea's index, has actually delivered 11.4% return in dollar terms this year till date, while Taiwan's index has given a 10.79% gain. Similarly, Nikkei is up about 8%. Philippines, the index is up about 7.5%. Hang Seng is up about 5%. So all of them in the positive territory. Of course, 1 month performance does not mean too much again, you know, for the rest of the year. But it's important to understand why are foreign investors selling India now. One key reason for sustained FII sell-off in Indian equities is mainly because on a relative basis, India is looking less attractive as an investment destination compared to rest of the markets. Actually, being expensive compared to others in itself is also not a problem because India has traditionally been an expensive market. It is how much more expensive are we compared to the rest of the pack. Today, Nifty trades at a 1 year forward earnings multiple of 18.5 times compared to South Korea's 12.41 times, Taiwan's 13.96 times, Thailand's 15.55 times, and China's 9.85 times. So India is expensive, no doubt. But what is more interesting is that other markets, which looked far more expensive a year ago or 2 years ago, have come off quite sharply in terms of valuations because of the big drawdown in prices last year and the fact that their earnings are now making a comeback. So a year ago, Taiwan was at a PE of 15 times. 2 years ago, it was 25 times. Similarly, Korea was 13 times last year and 28 times 2 years ago. Thailand, Jakarta, Nikkei were in their 40s and 30s 2 years ago when India was still in the late 20s. But now they are in the teens and we are 20 thereabouts. In essence, a steep correction in prices in other markets last year combined with a rebound in earnings is making their case much better than India at this point in time. How long does this last? Well, we have to now come a full circle. With steady growth in earnings and some more correction in stock prices in our markets, the valuation gap between India and the rest of the emerging markets should once again come to levels where foreign investors who look to take relative bets in order to outperform their global benchmarks find our markets attractive again. So a fiscally prudent budget is obviously a plus because that helps foreign investors recognize the sustainability of growth in India, which now has the distinction of being the world's fastest growing large economy. Fiscal deficit for FY24, as we all know, has been pegged at 5.9% for FY24, and the FM has also reaffirmed that India will be able to achieve a fiscal deficit target of below 4.5% for FY25-26. The prospects for corporate earnings growth for the coming fiscal also looks good. So a sustained growth in earnings and the ongoing bout of correction in stock prices could persuade foreign investors to look at India favorably once again. But for now, there is no visible reversal in sight. In fact, a quick reversal is unlikely as sentiment remains muted, especially with the poster boy of Indian stock markets in the recent years, having shaken investor confidence with steep erosion in the group's share prices. You know what I'm talking about, the Adani effect. Now, there are still questions lingering around the mountain of debt that needs to be serviced. Growth is going to definitely slow down. The good part is that the market has not corrected as much as one would have expected if this situation were to play out. We couldn't have thought about it like this. But this is also bad in a way because valuations then continue to remain elevated and make the hurdle rate for all investors, including foreign investors, higher. That's all from me today. Catch you tomorrow, same time.